This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has said energy conservation is no longer just an option but a necessity of the present time. Addressing the gathering on the National Energy Conservation Day in New Delhi today, the president emphasized that every unit of energy saved reflects a sense of responsibility towards nature and demonstrates care and sensitivity for future generations. President Murmu said that India has taken significant steps in the areas of energy conservation and clean energy transition.
भारत ने क्लीन एनर्जी की प्रतिबद्धताएं समय सीमा से पहले ही पूरी कर ली है ये हमारी ऊर्जा दक्षता और डीकार्बोनाइजेशन की दिशा में बड़ी उपलब्धि है राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर प्रधानमंत्री सूर्यघर मुफ्त बिजली योजना शुरू की गई है जिसके तहत घरों में रूफटॉप सोलर सिस्टम्स लगाए जा रहे हैं इसमें उन घरों को मुफ्त बिजली मिलेगी और फॉसिल फ्यूल पर निर्भरता कम होगी
On the occasion, the President felicitated the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards NECA 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025. This day is annually observed to raise awareness about the importance of energy conservation and to highlight the nation's achievements in energy efficiency. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has released a commemorative postage stamp in honour of Emperor Perumbudugu Muthurayar to Suvarn Maran in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan appreciated the government's continuous support to Tamil culture and language. He mentioned several initiatives, including Kashi Tamil Sangamam, and lauded government's efforts for providing the due recognition and honour to Tamil kings, leaders and freedom fighters. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan were present on the occasion. Union Minister of State for Finance and seven-time MP Pankaj Chaudhary has been elected President of BJP's Uttar Pradesh unit. The official announcement was made by Union Minister and BJP election in charge Piyush Goyal in Lucknow today. Alongside the state president, BJP completed the election of its National Council members from Uttar Pradesh. A total of 120 new members were elected, including senior leaders Rajnath Singh, Yogi Adityanath, Brajesh Pathak, Keshav Prasad Maurya, Bhupendra Chaudhary and Smriti Rani. The Commission for Air Quality Management in the National Capital Region and adjoining areas, CAQM, directed Delhi and NCR state governments to ensure strict compliance regarding postponement of physical sports competitions scheduled during this month. The Commission has also asked them to issue instructions to schools and educational institutions, sports bodies and local authorities to discontinue outdoor physical sports activities, sensitize parents and closely monitor implementation of the directions. Reiterating an order of the Supreme Court, CAQM said that continuation of outdoor physical sports activities during periods of adverse air quality poses a serious risk to the health of children, particularly in the current scenario of deteriorating air quality across the NCR. Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a counterfeit medicine manufacturing factory in Ghaziabad and arrested two suspects. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Deputy Commissioner of Police of Crime Branch Aditya Gautam revealed that the accused were involved in manufacturing and distribution of fake medicines under well-known brands. Police have seized over 7,500 counterfeit ointments during the raid. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Telangana and interior Karnataka for tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted dense fog conditions over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 4 days. Similar conditions are expected over Assam, Meghalaya, West Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 2 days. In Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, chasing a target of 241 runs set by India, Pakistan were 24 for 2 in 10.3 overs at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai when reports last came in. Due to rain, the match was reduced to 49 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.